In the studio, you have to be careful where you walk. Fragments of bodies, torsos, arms, heads, legs, everything you see piled up here is important. These are the pieces Monsieur Rodin assembles to make new works. Look, this is the Gates of Hell, his most important work.
Oh, I don't think I'll ever manage to see everything that's in it.
It's a work that wasn't done in a day. Rodin worked on it for many years. When he received this commission, he was already 40 years old, and it was the first time he was able to devote himself entirely to his art, rather than doing jobs all over the place to earn his living.
It's a strange title, The Gates of Hell.
When the government asked him to create a doorway for a new museum, the master chose to draw on the Divine Comedy, written by a poet in the Middle Ages, an Italian named Dante.
Dante. I've heard that somewhere. Oh, it's like in a video game. Do you know it?
What?
Meow.
You see? Patapon also wonders what you're talking about. So, in the Italian poet's book, there is a section called Hell. Later, Rodin also drew on other texts, like Metamorphoses by Ovid, a poet in the time of the Roman Empire, and also poems by Baudelaire, from the same time as Rodin.
I wonder how many people there are in it.
There are more than 200 figures. One of them is Dante. That's him seated at the top, with his chin in his hand.
I've seen that sculpture before. Yeah, it's the Thinker!
Yes, you'll see it later on. Rodin has done it in different formats. You know, Monsieur Rodin is constantly innovating. Usually when someone makes a sculpture on a doorway or a building, they don't stand out much from the surface. They are more like low reliefs, not like here, where Rodin makes them jut out a lot.
He doesn't do things like other people.
You're right. And people sometimes criticize him for that.